here's a story from The World.
It took a few days to get there, but the results are in, and congratulations from leaders across the globe are flowing to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We'll be hearing throughout the show today more reactions to the historic election results here in the U.S., but not from Mexico. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has refused to acknowledge a winner in the U.S. election.
En cuanto a las elecciones en Estados Unidos,
he said this morning that Mexico's constitution prohibits him from meddling in the affairs of other countries. From Mexico City, the world's Jorge Valencia has more on the reactions there.
Mario Espinosa Alfaro was born and raised in southwestern Idaho. His parents immigrated there to the U.S. and still live there. And even though he now works for an NGO in Mexico City,
I'm still registered in Idaho.
Espinosa Alfaro voted for Joe Biden, but he's celebrating just as much who won as he is who lost.
I'm so relieved that Donald Trump was not reelected.
Many U.S. citizens who are registered Democrats and live in Mexico supported Bernie Sanders in the primaries and Biden in the general. Espinosa Alfaro, among them, says that has a lot to do with who Biden was running against.
We might not agree with our system right now, but we agree that we need to have a democracy. That's what we love. I mean, we might have differences on how the government should function, but we believe that the government should continue functioning. That was the difference between Trump and Biden.
So, Espinosa Alfaro says, he's going to continue advocating for issues like Medicare for All or trade policies that are more favorable for workers in both countries. And he says that's more likely to happen under a Biden administration.
I voted for him. I made sure that my entire family voted for him, except for the ones who are now Trump supporters.
Which we know now was a factor in this presidential race. Americans of Mexican background supported both Biden and Trump. And that's something that Juan Iván Peña Neder has been thinking about in Mexico City. Peña Neder is not a U.S. citizen, but during the campaign, he was working to get Mexican Americans in the U.S. to vote for the Republican ticket.
I think the Mexican vote in the Republican Party will going up slowly but continuously. And now that is better for Mexico because we have more possibilities if we have people in both sides.
And while Peña Neder says he knows the U.S. election is for U.S. voters to decide, he supports Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who didn't offer congratulations right away. Peña Neder says that President López Obrador knows there's a lot at stake.
We are a huge commercial partner with the United States, the biggest one, and he must be careful in this moment because what's hurry?
Although few observers of American politics in Mexico see it that way. Jose Andres Garcia is a consultant based in Mexico City, helping businesses on both sides of the border. And he says there may be consequences for President López Obrador waiting much longer to reach out to the Biden camp.
I don't want to go into what could happen, but I think it's an important sign of diplomacy. So I think he should rectify soon for the well-being of our diplomatic relations.
Those diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Mexico have largely been positive for decades, even as Trump often antagonized Mexico and Mexican Americans. Still, Garcia says Joe Biden taking office will mark the end of four long years.
And I do see that this is kind of put in the past, the negative rhetoric of Mexico. So I think it's going to be very, very positive.
Very positive, Garcia says, but not to be taken for granted. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.